Misfit by Marshall Latham, read by Ignatius McNeil. Trip, the toy robotic individual programmed for peace, ran down the aisle to evade his pursuer. The winged lion swooped down and sent him crashing to the floor. As Trip brought himself back up, he found his path to the stairway, blocked by King Moonracer.
"There's no getting out of it this time, robot," said the lion. "You are a misfit toy."
"That's not true. That's discriminating. I have a right to make it on my own."
Trip's defiance masked his desperation. The last thing he wanted was to be dragged back to the king's frigid island of solitude.
"Has any child played with you at all since I was here last?" demanded the lion.
"Well, there was one boy a couple weeks ago. He pushed some of my buttons, and even issued a few voice commands. Salute, he said, and I did. Walk, he said, and I walked. He would have bought me, too, but his mom said no. I hate parents sometimes."
Yes, said the lion, but it takes much more these days. Do you have any movie tie-ins?
Trip hung his head. No.
Video games?
No.
Websites, ringtones, a series of books?
No.
In today's market, kid, those things are key. How else can you get distribution?
Well, said Trip, I did write to my manufacturer and pitch an idea for a nemesis. Tred, the toy robotic evil assassination device. They wrote back that my suggestion was under consideration. Surely that would stir up some media interest.
King Moonracer sighed.
Oh, I'm getting too old for this. It used to be so easy. Misfits were obvious. Square wheels, sinking boats, jelly guns. Now it's so nuanced and complicated, bogged down by legal contracts and political correctness.
Trip looked up with hope.
All right, robot. I'll give you one more chance. But if your status is not improved by the next time I visit, you must come with me. You might even find we can offer you better chances of finding a home. Our placement ratio has improved drastically since my alliance with a high-profile delivery partner.
Thank you, King Moonracer, but I would like to make my own way.
The lion nodded, lifted off, and flew up in the air and through the roof as if it wasn't there.
I know I can do it, Trip thought to himself. I will prove I'm not a lousy misfit.
Oh, some of those misfits are just so independent. I hope you enjoyed my little mashup of Toy Story and the Rankin-Bass Rudolph world. I wrote it as part of my Friday Fiction series from a couple years ago, where I attempted to write a story a week, regardless of how big or small. Pardon, which I ran last month, was also written during that time. I had also posted this one on the Drabblecast forums, where Ignatius McDeal picked it up to give it a reading on the Dribblecast. I really love how he voiced the characters. He did a really good job, and I've liked it for a while now. Well, that's our side trip for today. Journey on, Hermie. Journey on, Yukon. The Journey Into podcast is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, no derivatives license. You can share it, but please don't sell it or change it. The theme music for today's side trip was borrowed from the Rudolph TV special.
How would you like to be a spotted elephant?
Or a choo-choo with square wheels on your caboose?
Or a water pistol that shoots jelly?
We're all misfits!
How would you like to be a bird that doesn't fly? I swim!
Or a cowboy who rides an ostrich?
Or a little boat that can't stay afloat?
We're all misfits!
If we're on the island of unwanted toys, we'll miss all the fun with the girl and the boy.
when Christmas Day is here. The most wonderful.